Boys basketball preview show brought to you again by the Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods. And let's talk a little South Central Calhoun basketball. Titans 19-5 last year, another great year under head coach Clive Clark, who's joining us now to take a look at this upcoming season. And Clive, it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Same here. We really appreciate the coverage.
Coach, I know I was talking with you before the show a little bit here today, and your guys' offseason kind of a little bit like everybody's, didn't get a lot of work until restrictions were lifted kind of late in the summer. What were some of the things you focused on during that summertime, and did you feel like you guys were able to get some good work in?
Individual players, I think, got something done on their own and somewhat with us, given the restrictions. From a team standpoint, I think there's very little progress. However, when you're in high school, a year passes and you grow and you become a little more mature, and so you always get the benefits of that passage of time, regardless of whether you do anything or not. And then some individuals, I think, got in quite a bit of time, and kind of see that here as we start practice.
Coach, you mentioned you saw some progress from some of the guys. What was some of the progress you saw from the guys now that you've got them in a gym and kind of working with them on practice?
Shooting and ball handling are the two things that you can develop most in the off season for team play, being able to play offense and defense off the ball and on the ball. You really need some serious competitive 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 5-on-5 situations, and we didn't get a lot of that. But the shooting and ball handling, you can see progress with some players, and others are kind of where they left off. But hopefully some of that maturity and maybe increase in strength and size will enhance those skills too, regardless of the number of reps they got.
Coach, is that areas then you feel like will be kind of strong points early in the season, especially shooting, which kind of rare sometimes teams kind of have to shoot themselves into a season the way it seems?
Progress in non-game reps will eventually translate, as you implied, it translate into game success. And our normal jamboree that we go to is at Iowa Central, but that's canceled. And obviously, we need those opportunities. And in terms of scrimmaging, we're trying to decide whether we want to do that or not. We're trying to avoid any additional exposure to the virus, of course, and trying to determine whether it would be a useful time or not. So at this point, in terms of actual game shooting, we don't have any idea where we're at, but just based on past experience, I think some players were improved there.
Coach, is the biggest concern then, as you talked about there, just getting some game reps as this season starts?
For me, that's always important. Sometimes a player will play better in the game than they do in practice, and sometimes it's the other way around. And so it's an adjustment and a learning experience for the player. And going in, you have an idea of where you're at, but just like with, watching Big Ten football, for example, it's hard. What's been predicted doesn't always happen. So that's where we're at.
Coach, as far as style of play, you guys lose Zane Newbaum, who was a big part offensively for you guys the last several years. Will we see the offense look different this year, or will it be still the same and you just kind of slide somebody new into that position?
Hopefully the latter. I mean, Zane was a great player, and he's playing at BV now and doing a good job from what I hear. So replacing him is probably not going to happen initially, but we feel like we may have some depth. I mean, we really won't know until we get everybody together and practice these next few days. But our style should be the same. I mean, we'd like to push the pace a little bit offensively and defensively. We've got to be very hardworking and sound and quick and aggressive there.
Let's talk a little bit about the players. What's the front court look like this year? I know Joshua Dietrich, one of those guys that I think has gotten stronger over the last couple of years physically, which should help him down in the post. Along with him, or who are some of the guys you're going to be relying on down in the blocks?
Josh had a good year last year, and he's a little taller, and he's definitely more physically mature, a little stronger, so that'll be good. Homer Martz is not, goes about 6'1". He's capable of playing well inside and out, and so we think that he could help there. Tony Sanders is a junior who is about 6'3", 6'4", and he has a lot of potential to play inside, so we expect that he'll be maybe capable of coming off the bench to play in there. Jacob Colcorf is a post player. He's about 6'1", but he's aggressive and pretty smart about how he plays inside. So he may be able to contribute there too. So those would be the main potential five men, if you will, offensively and defensively.
And the guard court seems to be fairly loaded. Joe Clark coming back, Cole Corey coming back, Brennan Holder coming back. That's just some of the guys that got a lot of experience for you last year.
We have 10 lettermen, and Cole, of course, started all season long. Joe came off the bench. Brennan started all season long. Evan Jacobs is a senior and is a perimeter player. Carson Pybels, a senior, and as a very good shooter from the perimeter. Twan Sanders is a good ball handler defender, so he'll be playing on the perimeter. Blake Thompson did not get a lot of varsity time last year, but he had a good summer, and he's a good shooter, and he can penetrate too. And so he's about 6'6", and he is likely to contribute a lot. Eli Wheelock is another letter winner who's a sophomore, and he had a good summer, good perimeter shooter, good aggressive with the ball, and so he can contribute too. And we have a number of other underclassmen who we hope may be able to contribute. We'll just kind of have to see how it goes the next few days.
Depth certainly sounds like something that you're pretty pleased with coming into the year.
Well, potentially, I think so. I think, you know, there's a lot of potential, but of course we've all seen it. Potential before that didn't materialize, so we'll just see what happens. But yeah, it's a good group, and they play well together, and I think the chemistry will be good among this group.
You guys have been right in that hunt, won the Twin Lakes a couple of years ago, right in the hunt again last season, right till the end of the year, Coach. What's the Twin Lakes look like this year, and are you guys one of the favorites?
Well, I don't know, right, that predicting stuff. I'm not very good at that, but I think there's a lot of depth in the conference. ESAC, Cam Schroeder's back, and you know, he's an outstanding player. I think Manson will be improved. I thought they were... they did a lot of good things last year. GTRA is always tough. Southeast Valley will be strong. Emmitsburg has gotten progressively better each year, I think. Toward Altarelia has a couple players who are very good. Pocahontas will be tough. Sioux Central, I think, will be improved. They have a lot of younger players. Newell Fonda returns a lot of their players, and they should be strong. I'm sure I've left somebody out, and I apologize for that. And always, you know, a year passes and things change. I mean, at this age, males are growing, and they're going. You don't know what to expect. And of course, in 2020, you don't know. You never know what's around the corner. So we'll see them when we get there. But it should be very competitive.
Coach, with the way the schedule lays out this year, if everything plays out the way it's scheduled right now, do you like the way your schedule sits up for you?
Well, I try not to get into that much. I mean, we're going to play what they've set up for us, and there's probably pros and cons if you look at it, but it's one of those things I can't control, so I have enough trouble trying to do what I can control, and so we'll play it the way it's set.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here to take a look at this 2020 upcoming season. Wish you the best of luck, and looking forward to catching up with you and watching the guys play here soon.
Well, thanks for talking with us. Really appreciate the coverage, Joe.
You bet. Head Coach Clive Clark again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back to talk a little bit more boys basketball. Coleman Molinex with the Audubon Wheelers set to join us next year on the Boys Basketball Preview Show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.